increasing ticket prices to its theme park. Effective immediately, a one-day ticket will cost $104, up from $97, and the park hopper pass will now be $199, up from $185. Parking and other fees are also going up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's yet another airbag recall. If you own a Ford or Mercury, listen up as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes tells you which models and years are affected.
Ford recalling nearly a million vehicles that have the risk of flying shrapnel stemming from exploding airbag inflators. Seven different Ford and Lincoln models are named in this latest recall. Among them, the 2010 Ford Edge and Lincoln MKXs, 2010 and 2011 Ford Rangers, 2010 to 2012 Ford Fusions and Lincoln MKZs, 2010 and 2011 Mercury Milans, and 2010 to 2014 Ford Mustangs. Ford is urging anyone who owns one of those vehicles to bring it to a dealer as soon as possible for a no-cost airbag inflator replacement.
Flu cases are continuing to rise across the country, and many experts believe this is just the beginning. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox News that the flu will continue to be widespread across the nation.
Last year we saw 80,000 deaths that were related to the flu. I don't think we're going to see that this year, but this is another influenza A season, which is the worst of the two kinds of flu. And we're just starting to see it peak. So over the next month or 2 months is when you're going to see most of it. And you, as you reported, 24 states are widespread. Influenza-like activity is very heavy right now on the East Coast and across the southern United States, but it's going to end up being in every single state.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegaderRiver.com. And if I didn't have a chance to say this yet, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to you and to everybody. Listen, folks, if you are just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorfsky. Now, Miles, before we get into the news, Ludwig was complaining over the holiday that he didn't have an opportunity to offer a prediction. Ludwig, what's your prediction for 2019?
Now you're throwing me on the spot.
I wouldn't want to do that to you. I'm just trying to help you out.
I know last year I think my prediction was that we would end up at war with North Korea.
You were wrong.
And I was wrong, thankfully. And I even said, when I said, yep, hopefully this isn't
you,
true.
And you added that Trump would utterly fail in his effort.
No, I didn't.
Miles did.
Fail in what effort?
You know, the whole North Korean thing.
No.
You said it would be a failure and we'd be at war.
No, I thought that'd be him successfully finally doing something about North Korea.
So you think success is a war with North Korea?
No, doing something with them. If the negotiations didn't work, right, then we'd have to end up war.
So what's your prediction for this year?
My biggest prediction this year is the Mueller probe comes out.
Yeah, that's a safe
Trump thing. Comes out unscathed criminally and politically, and it strengthens him for 2020.
Well, a lot of folks will say he'll come out legally unscathed, but politically shattered. Yeah. What are you basing your guess on?
They have nothing, because if they did, it would have been leaked. Somehow the Mueller probe is the only thing not to have anything be leaked out of it. And most recently, with the idea that a nude selfie was now part of the probe, and that seems to be blowing up in his face.
Was that supposed to be of Trump, by the way?
I haven't read anywhere where it was actually identified who was in it.
Because I read it often. I mean, everywhere you go, that was a headline for 2 or 3 days that Mueller had a nude selfie. I went, okay.
Yeah. I think that the point where at that level, there is nothing, and that this whole probe is actually going to strengthen his opportunity for 2020. Because people that are in the middle are going to be mad.
Listen, I'm not convinced he's going to run in 2020, so we got to do one bridge at a time. Miles, what's your take on Ludwig's prediction?
I think that the Mueller probe, I can certainly agree with that it will probably break sometime this year. Where I disagree with him is that the final report will be written in such a way to put Trump in a bad political light.
Sure.
In other words, it won't have a lot of facts around it. It'll just say a lot of disparaging things about Trump.
I tend to agree with you.
Which is why I think it'll strengthen him.
Who was the Democrat? I'm drawing a blank on his name. The constitutionalist Democrat. He's actually a pretty good guy. Older fella who said essentially that there's going to be no legal implosion here, but that it would hurt him.
Oh, Dershowitz.
Dershowitz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was spot on, but I think the report will be written to be that way. But when I left off, there were 17 different House investigations.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be investigations. There are already investigations investigating the investigations.
But those are all the things I think that lead to him being strengthened, because it is the River Reeds, and they are going to revolt against it. They don't want this.
You're talking about the folks in the middle.
Yeah. Our side will stay strong, and those people will go, we don't want this. This isn't what America's supposed to be.
Call them River Reeds. That's very disparaging.
River Reeds.
Shame on you.
Not Murder Reeds.
No, River Reeds. That's very disparaging of you.
The ones that flow back and forth. Independence.
Shame on you to call them such a disparaging name.
I'll own it.
I don't know. Miles, do you have any predictions for 2019?
Yeah, I would say, and I hate to be Captain Obvious here, but I think the government will just go into gridlock.
Right. Now, but listen, there's guys like me that I don't think gridlock is a bad thing. In fact, I would say I embrace gridlock. I do. Whenever there is bipartisan support, I think Treasury and Liberty are running as fast as they possibly can run to stay out in front of bipartisanship. That's where both sides come together and figure out how much they can glom from you.
But I think we've already had gridlock even the last 2 years with people like Flake and McCain. We didn't have a majority in the Senate. Well, everybody says we had a majority. We didn't have the 60 votes we needed.
But listen, they've gotten a lot of stuff done.
Yeah.
The numbers of bills that have passed that the media doesn't tell you about, they've shepherded a lot of would-bes into law. And you've got Justice was it Ginsburg, the one that's 300 years old? She's my prediction, she won't see the end of this year on that bench. I'm not predicting her death or anything like that, but I don't know how she can last a calendar year.
Oh, the Hair on Fire Committee will lose their mind if RBG retires.
Yeah, I get that, but that's my prediction for the year. I think she's done by the end of the year.
She may not have a choice. I mean, isn't she undergoing cancer treatment again?
Listen, I don't know about all that.
I mean, it's not about her wanting her to pass away. It's about her capability.
I wouldn't call for anybody's passing away.
No.
But when I watch her mannerisms, her poise, her cognitive capacity, yeah, I don't see a person that's on the edge of in captivating the topics. I just don't.
Yeah.
So whether she has to resign or whether I don't know those things, but my prediction for the year is that she will no longer be serving in that capacity. So, and you're right, Miles. I think the Hair on Fire Committee will go crazy. But it's called that Constitution that just keeps trumping them.
Right.
So
no, I mean, they will call for Trump to replace RBG with somebody who's just as left-wing as RBG, and he's just going to have to push back and say, you know what, elections have consequences.
Listen, I got to tell you on that exact point, and you've all seen the memes that were going around, and we probably even have joked about it before, but it wouldn't matter who Donald Trump nominated. He could nominate Hillary Clinton. It wouldn't matter who he nominated. He would be wrong. And they'd already have the signs pre-printed. They'd already be out in front of the big building shouting vulgarities. That's a fact. You know it's going to happen. He could nominate President Obama, and he'd be a racist pig for doing so. It doesn't matter what he does. He's going to take some heat for his nomination. But that's my only prediction. When I tried to do this last week, to your point, I was going to lay down like I do three predictions. I think we're in times of a grand question about where the government is going, but I think that's the result of I don't think the people know where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always believed this is a cultural crisis. And so when I try to make my government predictions, whether it's state of Michigan or any other state that's hearing us or Washington, D.C., man, I think the folks are a big bag of questions right now. So, and it goes to things like the economy.
Yep.
We can give Trump all the credit in the world, but inevitably it is a state of mind. And the people are not convinced that what their state of mind is yet. That might change in a day or a month, but right now I'm not able to do it. I just look at her and say she's the lowest hanging fruit. She's going to be changed.
I would have, if I had to give you a second one, it would have been he's getting another Supreme Court nominee, whether it be RBG or somebody else. But I would think he's getting a third one.
Well, you can't just say that or somebody else.
Well, I don't know who else. I mean, anybody could have a reason to resign or something happened at any point.
Okay.
She's the most likely choice being of her age and mental capacity.
There's a lot of folks get angry when you question her mental capacity right now.
Well, they can get as angry as they want. I've seen the videos of her not understanding amendments or knowing where she's at during symposiums. So that's just obvious if you look at it. Take away politics.
Blasphemer.
Blasphemy?
Yeah.
And she doesn't even qualify as a middle-aged white woman.
No. So far from that.
She's on her fifth or sixth time around, if that was the qualifier.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see a way out for her. And maybe I'm all wet. Maybe we'll be sitting here laughing at me next year on this day. I just don't see that one in the cards. It would be a lot of fun to go back to his list of names and say, is he going to stay with this list of names? And if so, who's he going to pick?
What I always find interesting about those list of names is if you're Catholic, you're automatically taken off the list. And I think that's wrong. I mean, being a Catholic, I see that as discrimination.
But listen, JFK went through the same thing.
Yeah, the only Catholic president we've ever had.
But they didn't, and there was a lot of folks that said, we can't have him. He's a Catholic.
And it doesn't make sense to me.
The fear is the Pope. The fear is, does the Pope have command?
I thought it was because of the abortion
guys,
thing.
Just like you and I debating over the Pope's morality. This was a couple of years ago, but you hit the air brake, so I can't have that conversation.
Well, wasn't
I called him out.
What's that, Miles?
Wasn't Scalia Catholic?
I think you're right about that, actually. Yeah. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break, though. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody just...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are getting into the new year with a smile, I hope.
It's a smile, but it didn't take us long.
Did it take us long for what?
To get into the thick of it.
Yeah.
I think Ludwig is unhappy with the truth that I've shared. So, Lud, you look offended. And I don't get to use the word offended often.
Yeah, I don't get offended often. But, yeah, the fact that being Catholic would disqualify me publicly from being the president because of the Pope is just
rubbish. In your case, that's probably not why. I don't think they'd ever get that far down the list. Oh, my goodness, Andy's a Catholic.
Oh, we didn't even know that, but he's already disqualified. But I didn't realize that was the reason. I thought it was figured it was the abortion issue.
No,
maybe in modern times, but I guess it wasn't really an issue in '60s with JFK, was it? I don't know.
Well,
you probably know more than I do.
Wade was in the early '70s.
Yeah.
So I don't. And no, there's a lot of folks, right or wrong, that feel that if you have a president that is Catholic, that he or she has some kind of allegiance to the Pope that's greater than to the people of the United States.
But they're completely wrong. We don't. We have allegiance to God,
listen,
and Jesus and Mary, not the Pope.
And I joked about it during the break. 2 years ago, roughly, I can't remember what nitwit numbskull thing the Pope did at the time, but he's full of them. I am not a big Pope fan.
I'm not either.
At least this current Pope.
He needs to go.
John Paul II, there's been some great popes
yep.
that truly fostered world peace. This guy is not one of them. He's a Jesuit socialist creep. I mean, he's a creepy guy. His response to the perversion that goes on in all cultures, including within the Catholic Church.
Yep.
In all cultures. I'm not attacking the church. His response to it is creepy.
Yeah.
It just is. He's a weirdo. So if I looked around and said, yeah, this person could serve as president, but I have to ponder where that person's allegiance is. Is it to this creepy, weird Pope, or is it to the people of the United States? And I think that's been the question going back to the JFK era, at least, because at least during that era, that was used politically against him. Now, obviously, the folks decided in favor of him, even though he's a Catholic.
Nowhere in my school time at Catholic school or my kids' have we ever been told to have an allegiance to the Pope.
Yeah, but listen, I'm not Catholic, but I went to a parochial school, and I've told the story on the air, so I won't spend a lot of time on it, but there I am in fifth or sixth grade, I still can't remember which one, where they're showing a Super 8 movie film about how universal health care works so well in the Soviet Union.
That didn't age well.
In Catholic school, in parochial Catholic school. And so I'm saying to you, where is the church's allegiance? And I have a tendency not to trust any organization that's globalistic. And hard for me not to point at the Catholic Church and say they're globalistic.
Well, yeah, it is.
That's not a statement against faith at all. I'm a huge proponent of our First Amendment. Absolutely will fight for your right to be a globalist if that's what you want to do. Miles, what's your take on this?
I think I'll avoid the Catholic Church altogether. I'll let the audience decide on that one.
Listen, I think if you follow anything blindly, you should be in trouble. Like, you need to think outside that. You can't just follow anything blindly without thinking for yourself.
Right. I agree.
Including the Catholic Church.
But there are a lot of folks that are, and I don't even know the math, so when I say a lot, I'm not proposing a majority.
No.
I'm saying that there are a lot of folks that is one of their issues, even at the time 1960, looking at JFK. I don't know that that's went away. I don't even know how the heck it fit into this dialogue, to be candid with you. Listen to Miles's point. Trump to Pelosi on shutdown, border wall, let's make a deal. Is he going to capitulate, Miles Bauer?
No.
So they're going to sit down for another sit-down with Pelosi, Chucky, Schemer, et al.
Yeah, but they're speculating that she won't even show up, that the Democrats won't even come to talk.
Because they're in the power chair now? They don't feel a need to?
Right.
But listen, if you were a Democrat, wouldn't you be feeling like your voice was being shunted or silenced by you not having representation in that kind of meeting?
No, if I was part of the Hair on Fire committee, I would be rooting her on to not show up.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We don't want to make Trump look like he won anything.
So this is just about winning and losing.
Right. Right. She has her base that she has to follow, and her base, the Hair on Fire committee, doesn't want Trump to have anything, so they're just going to dig in.
If they feel that the Oval Office meeting with the scandalous expressions on their faces, etc., if they feel that that served them, they'll be there. If they feel it served Trump, then they won't be. And I think it comes down to that simplistic of a rhyme and reason. So we'll know shortly. Time will let us know on that. 2018 saw a global revolt against climate change policies. That's from the dailycaller.com. I did find various articles that sung the same song from CNN.com across the spectrum. Miles, you've been essentially saying this all along, I think, so I'll give you a chance to correct it. When you look at the revolt that went on in France, et cetera, do you tie it at least in some part, like this article did, to a global revolt against climate change?
Yeah, I mean, any time that you want to shove something down somebody's throat and you want to say that it's quote-unquote settled science.
Right.
So you're in effect killing debate. You're just saying, I'm sorry, the earth is flat and we're not going to discuss it anymore. Then that has a tendency to create situations like what we've been seeing in Paris.
Sure. And not just
over the last several weeks.
Yeah, well, and not just Paris, but actually in London and several other countries of interest where the hill has been made pretty difficult for some of the folks here with policy regulation, taxation, as it's supposed to be advocating for lower consumption of fuels. And that's the idea in the end from the very, very left, is that they'll make petrol so unaffordable that people won't use it, and therefore the problem has been solved.
Not going to happen. We're becoming more energy deficient on our own.
Yep, independent.
Independent than we have in decades, and not through just the use of oil. But by allowing drilling and decreasing the price, we're seeing that when they try to increase the price to prevent usage, like in France, right, we get the yellow vest. And people are going to revolt, especially when it hits their pocketbook.
Yeah.
Because if you can't survive, it doesn't matter what the carbon tax is.
I think there's truth to that. My problem was I couldn't figure out who the yellow vests really represented, because it looked like there was a lot of different factions trying to glom on to the initial success that the yellow vests had.
Well, the initial yellow vests were people had outraged over this.
You literally had communists in there that love it, and you had every fruit. And
people who just love anarchy.
Anarchists, et cetera. So,
but that's why I specifically said the yellow vests, because they were the ones who started.
Yeah, they were out in front.
And they were the reason that it started for the taxes on fuel.
Right.
And if you start to hinder people's ability to move around, get to work, heat their houses, they're going to revolt against them.
Okay.
Carbon tax, they think this is the end-all, be-all. It's going to cause a revolution somewhere larger than just a protest.
Assuming it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Are you assuming it's not going to stop?
No, it's not going to stop.
So they're on this bandwagon, and this is the song they're going to play. Yep. If you don't like it.
Narrative being is China is the biggest polluter,
yep,
and they're not doing any of this.
Well, no, that's one of the ways that they're able to pound us.
Yes.
You know, but to me, the devil's in the detail, and somewhere between where we're at and where they're at is probably where we ought to be.
Yes.
Employing some common sense, et cetera. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break, but when we come back, let's take a little look at what NBC did for New Year's Eve. Folks, we'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
USA Radio News.
A chaotic scene in downtown Nantucket, Massachusetts, as actor Kevin Spacey is pleading not guilty to his Massachusetts sexual assault case.
Off the sidewalk. Off the sidewalk now. Off the sidewalk now.
Spacey is accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant in Nantucket back in 2016. Spacey did not speak during the hearing. The partial government shutdown is in day 17 with no realistic end in sight. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders did say that President Trump will be traveling to the border on Thursday. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise tells Fox News President Trump and the Republicans are willing to compromise.
The president has shown he's willing to sit down and talk and try to reach an agreement. If Democrats really want to work with us to get the government back open again, they've also got to recognize that border security is at the heart of this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply. apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Make it one of your New Year's resolutions to take a look at, or maybe on a regular basis, RenegadeRiver.com. And
save it to favorites.
Yeah, there's some good stuff there you might find yourself in need of.
And you can't imagine.
Or want of.
You can't imagine what's getting ready to happen to that website. It is getting ready to grow exponentially. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Guys, when I look back at the year-end total, one of the high marks, and perhaps low marks, depending on your definition, was NBC on New Year's Eve. Lud, you're our cultural guru here, I guess. Chris, who is Chrissy Teigen?
She's married to John Legend.
Look, I wouldn't know either one of them if they walked in.
You would like to know her if she walked in.
I would?
Yeah.
Why?
She's a very attractive woman.
I don't. That's just obnoxious of you to say.
No, your pheromones will get going a little bit, I think.
Nah, listen, I don't know her from Adam.
I don't.
In fact, to the point where I'm going, why wouldn't they have somebody that's well known do this?
She's pretty known.
Is she?
Yeah.
Miles, you're aware of her, I assume.
No.
So who knows her? Just you, Lud?
No, she's pretty known. I mean, her husband's well.
I'm familiar with her appearance, and she does. She definitely makes you take a second look.
See,
however, and I've seen her as a guest on some of these TV shows, but yeah. I am not very versed on her accomplishments.
She's famous for being famous, and famous for being married to John Legend. And John Legend's a music artist.
What is he?
I know
done?
Music died in 1969. But.
Not 74, but let's not split hairs.
I mean, was she a model? Did she do something? She does a little bit of acting.
Yeah, she's really a nobody. It's John Legend that's made her famous.
I get it. So the quote is, I'm reading, I am embarrassed for America. Puzzled viewers slam NBC for its train wreck New Year's Eve coverage after it failed to show the ball drop and aired Chrissy Teigen talking about vaginal steaming.
I read this.
How does that fit into New Year's Eve?
It doesn't.
No pun intended.
And that was the whole point. I mean, Carson Daly was appalled. He was disgusted. He was. I watched the replay because I.
Who was that, Carson Daly?
Yeah, you wouldn't know him either. He used to do the top 40 or MTV show back in the day from 3 to 4:30 in the afternoon.
What did he say?
He tried to get her off track. He's like, he was all over the place just trying to get her away from that subject.
Try to flip the script as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Did she stay on topic?
Yeah, oh, yeah, because the TV popped up with her sitting on some kind of steamer with a towel over her lap.
Showing how it works.
Yeah.
Demonstrating.
Yeah.
On international TV.
Yeah. Listen, when I got home, I end up going to Fox. Because I used to watch Rockin' Eve, Dick Clark. I loved Dick Clark. He was great. And after he passed, I stopped watching that, went to Fox. They do a good job. And
that's because you're one of those right-wing extremists.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take it with a badge of honor. And then I only switched over to the Rockin' Eve, and my kids are like, hey, Post Malone's on, which you wouldn't know who he is either. And I listen to his song.
Who's Leslie Jones?
She's from SNL.
I don't know all these people.
She's a...
Saturday Night Live.
Black Lady, yeah.
Saturday Night Live. Didn't they go off the air like 30 years ago?
No, they're still there.
But they're not funny anymore.
No, they're not.
They're really not funny. I don't know the claim to fame of them.
Yeah, they're not.
Listen, I'm not a slapstick humor guy. I wasn't a big I Love Lucy guy. That stuff just doesn't. It's okay. I just don't care for it.
I Love Lucy.
I'm not against it. It just doesn't. They're not exactly cerebral humor. So I don't care for it. But Saturday Night Live has went from that lofty description to the toilet. I've not found anything funny about them in a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
They're just hardline far-left politics, period.
Yep.
And I'm guessing we don't have a lot of hardline far-left folks that follow the show. So we probably think the same of each other.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that trade.
What'd she do?
I don't know. Miles, what's your interpretation of all this?
I didn't see any of the New Year's Eve show, so...
You missed the other guy.
Out of it.
What's the other?
Anderson Cooper getting lit on CNN.
What does that mean, lit?
Drunk.
Anderson Cooper was drunk?
Yeah, him and Andy Cohen taking tequila shots on the hour, and he got so hammered that he ended up talking about how his mom had a one-nighter with Marlon Brando.
Okay.
Like...
Wow.
Yeah, and then kidding with Andy Cohen, because obviously...
That's an odd way of name-dropping.
Yeah, and obviously Andy Cohen is gay, and Anderson Cooper is, and he said to Andy, I'm afraid you're even going to try to kiss me at midnight. And Andy Cohen's like, I had no intentions of doing that. Like, that was a mess, too. That was a train wreck, too. CNN. Anderson Cooper just getting hammered on TV. Like, I didn't know it was legal.
We're not surprised about CNN doing... sort of off things on New Year's Eve, are we?
No.
Didn't something happen on a past New Year's Eve? Or?
I don't remember.
Listen, all jokes aside, are these folks trying to make it reality TV?
Yeah.
Is that really what we're talking about here?
Yeah, they want to get shot.
So I tell you the reason I'm asking. The Chrissy Teigen thing, that was all scripted.
Yeah.
I've sat and I watched it. That was not a happenstance. She didn't get carried away.
No, they
that
popped it on the TV screen.
That was scripted. They were ready for it. It was planned.
Yeah.
Which tells us one of two things, and Miles helped me riddle this. It's either a statement about who they really are, or it's a statement about how they really see us across a fruited plain.
It's both.
You think?
Yeah.
But Miles, what is your thought?
I think that they're kind of like Saturday Night Live. They're just playing to the hair on fire committee.
Think about who watches those. Those are families. I mean, kids stay up late. And they watch those things. Not the typical 20, 30-something. They're out at the bar.
Maybe, and part of this goes to generational, like we've debated in the past. When I was a little boy, 8, 9, 10, 12, I remember like it was yesterday watching the ball come down with my uncle and everyone gathered in the room. It was a big family event.
Yeah.
But listen, my daughters are in their 30s now. And I got four daughters. They're in their 30s. And I tell you the age thing just as a perspective. I don't remember those times as part of the memory with my daughters. Now, we've got some really grand memories, but I don't remember the ball coming down, this big event, drama, can't wait for New Year's Eve to watch the ball. That had went away by then. But now we're another couple generations down the road, or a generation plus. And it's been replaced with private parts steaming and gay people having... Listen, I'm not taking a position anywhere on any of these topics, but it does beg the question of who are we really? And it goes to why I have a tough time making predictions for 2019, because I don't get my head around this stuff.
We stay up for it. We make a big deal out of it.
You do?
Yeah, always have. For the kids...
You're waiting for...
The ball to drop, then they do poppers outside.
And for the steaming event.
No, that's why I said years ago I stopped doing the Dick Clark one, because when Ryan Seacrest took over and it was less about the ball and it was more about celebrities and concerts, and I'm like, this isn't what we do it for.
That's what this is about.
Yeah.
This is all about reality TV. Yeah.
Plus NBC, the other part of their caveat that people are mad about is they cut away from the ball at midnight and went to the studio.
Because the ball is not important to them.
Exactly. They didn't show the ball drop.
They are important to them.
Yes. Yeah, that's why I watch Fox.
And now see, that was NBC, correct?
Yes.
Now, did CNN watch the ball come down?
As far as I know.
Did anybody watch CNN?
No.
No?
I went to bed at 9 o'clock.
He was the generation before the generation that watched the ball come down.
I think it's important. I wanted to make sure I got back home to watch the ball drop.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't. I mean, I was home. Yeah. I'm not out living the life of Riley. Don't get excited, Jim Riley. But I don't anymore. I don't care about those folks. I don't. Miles, what'd you do on New Year's Eve?
I think I went out with some friends.
Okay, so that's probably normal. Mm-hmm. Maybe the most normal of the bunch of us.
Yeah, it's a big bar night.
It's a big bar night.
Yeah, yep. A lot of these places charge $50 to $200 to even get in. And
so for the entry fees?
Yeah, and they have a whole events and games and raffles. And
but it seemed like they could have charged more if they had a steaming event for everybody.
Oh, way more.
Wow.
You should have seen Brian Thomas.
I'm thinking maybe I should have went out.
Won't be in bed by 9 next year.
I don't know. It's tough. I don't. When I watch the things, I just can't get my head around them.
But it's changed from when you were watching as a kid. Like you said, like Dick Clark was a classy guy.
Yeah.
And I remember as a kid and even my 20s, waiting for him to kiss his wife on TV was a big deal.
I don't know. Listen, folks, we've got to take a break. And we'll be right back and talk about Ivanka Trump.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And
And you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And for the first time this year, the Enigma Report.
I love the Enigma Report. I do.
It's kind of a mind-bending experience.
It can be.
It gives you a way of thinking that is... thinking out of the box.
It's enigmatic.
Thinking out of the box going on.
Lud, can you tell folks what an Enigma Report is?
Something that's real that we can't believe is real.
So there's actually a handful of them, but I want to start with the easy one. Ivanka Trump plans global women's economic development push. Listen, I just don't agree with that. I don't even remotely, kind of, sort of, tacitly, I passionately push back on that kind of notion. Now, I know when I say that I'm absolutely outside the loop with the folks at the left, of at least in America. And in truth, I'm way outside the loop with most of my conservative friends on this topic. I passionately, passionately believe that until we all support equality equally, nobody of us will have it.
Yep.
And the idea that I need to have a group, a gathering, a dinner, an event that's solely wrapped around my genitalia or somebody else's genitalia or somebody's skin pigmentation, those things are abhorrent to me. They are identity politics. So all the folks on the right that are complaining over identity politics from former President Obama, but then they go off to these kind of events, I can't separate them. It's all the same. I see no difference, and it's not that I don't want to empower women. It's not misogynistic. It's none of those things. It's actually quite the contrary. I see us as equal in a system of meritocracy, not anything else and not anything more grandiose or less grandiose. Miles, how do you see this? Am I all wet here?
No, I mean, I think that we saw a glimmer of this back during the primaries, and this is kind of a glaring example of one of the differences between being a Reaganista versus being a Trumper. Reagan, member, had three legs to the stool. He had lower taxes, strong national defense, and smaller government.
Right.
Trump embraced lower taxes and strong national defense, but Trump never embraced the idea of smaller government. And hence, you're going to see the... She mentioned this during the primaries, so I'm not surprised to see it coming back up again. And, you know, smaller government has never been a part of the Trump movement.
I think you're probably right. Ludwig was waving his head in disagreement, I think. But when I look at it, I think what they're doing is they're being reactionary to demographics. And they're saying, okay, we have a problem with, to Ludwig's point, not mine, we have a problem with white women. How are we going to handle this?
Yep.
Listen, folks, I'm seeing this on a local level. I'm seeing it in all of the mediums that are carrying this radio signal right now. Wherever this show is aired, I'm seeing essentially the same theme done on a local level, done often either with the Republican Party or at least with cooperation of the Republican Party. I find it alarming and disturbing, because it's the exact identity politics we've been pushing back on for the last 7 or 8 years. Lud, what say you?
Well, this to me is another one of those pendulum swings, right? Where before women were looked down upon and not given opportunities possibly because of being a woman. And we went the exact opposite now, where we're only going to provide things to women because they were treated unfairly in the past. Well, we need to stop doing those things and just say, okay, everybody has an equal opportunity here. Quit basing it on what they look like or what they have or don't have. We knew she was in this initiative. We knew she wanted this when Trump got in. I remember some Trump voters saying that Ivanka was one of their worrisome people in his administration because she's a Democrat.
I have no clue what she is.
Well, she was registered.
But I can tell you, because I just use her as an example of what I see as a far greater problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you look into your community and you think that the only way that you can advance your cause is to gather a bunch of folks that all look the same, I don't care about genitalia, skin color, DNA. I don't. Those things are just not issues to me.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you start seeing your communities that way, you become an identity politics grassroots community organizer. You become everything that I push back on with President Obama.
Now, I know that there's been times, even myself, when like Sarah Palin was picked, I'm like, oh, that's a great pick for McCain. He's going to get the woman vote. Because that's what they've got us to think now, is that we need this.
Who's they? Nobody.
Probably the mass media.
Gets me to think some way. I sit and look at it and say, what's that equal?
Now, I know, but the majority, I think, believe that they have to think that way. Like they.
So you've got somebody at NBC talking about steaming genitalia, and I need to wait until that person tells me how to think so that I know.
I think a majority of people believe that, yeah.
Do you believe that? Miles, is that true?
No.
I'm with you, Miles. I don't know that that adds up for me.
If it didn't, we wouldn't end up with things that we have. Because people wouldn't think that that's a good idea, except they've been told to think it's a good idea.
So you think the folks are really dumb goldfish?
I didn't go that far.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting
but
out of it.
It goes back to the commercial from Apple.
I was going to be a conservative. I was going to be a conservative, or I was going to be a celebrator of meritocracy. I was going to be a guy that celebrated our founding. Until I realized I wasn't part of this little clique over here, now I stopped my thinking on all that.
Yeah.
And I go, that's just nonsense.
Well, they never told you that you could think those other ways. You didn't know they existed.
Listen, when I was a kid, and you like to talk about how old I am, when I was a kid, they, meaning everybody in academia, taught folks, young people, little kids, that everyone brings something to the circle.
Yeah.
Everyone has something positive to contribute. And that's not what they're teaching at all. And I think to have these kind of segregationist-style events helps them, not the greater cause of equality.
Absolutely. This doesn't drive equality. This is still driving segregation.
But if you go to a meeting where there's a couple hundred women, I don't care whether they're liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, I don't care what. If they're there thinking that they're empowering themselves, because they're there with a group of women, are they right? Am I wrong?
No. If the Women's March was about women, we wouldn't have had a scene it canceled because there was too many white women.
So then it wasn't about a woman. It was about a particular stripe of women.
Yes. This is always about segregation within segregate within segregate. We don't just take women. Then we got to segregate it into race and then into religion. And every demographic's then segregating to something else.
Does this conversation fit in with the NBC conversation with whatever her name is, steaming her genitalia?
I think this is the opposite of that, because that was one of the big uproars of her doing that, was she's supposed to be a big woman about women's rights, and here she is talking about that. And
to me, it's the same bag, because it's all about a cultural crisis. I see these things as being foundational to a culture crisis. Maybe I'm overstating it. I'm willing to say I'm overstating this. I don't know. I'm just being candid with you up front. When I see that that's what the directive is of NBC, or that's what the directive is of people even on my side, saying we have to have a room with people that have similar genitalia before we can be successful, I go, we got to have what? That's how we're going to measure success now?
Yeah.
How does that get? I don't get us from that spot to this spot.
Listen, even the kids in my classroom don't get it, because I heard so many times this year, it became comical. 2018, it's 2018. On whether things you could say, whether things were being done, things were being reported. Oh, it's 2018. And you're like, man, even the kids are making fun of this.
I don't know. I wished I had more time. No more shoulders to cry on as couples seek robot counselors. So these are robots. You don't actually have a counselor anymore. Maybe it'll be more effective than when you did. You get to use, what's the guy's name that he's passed away now, but the whammy, mamby, pamby, throw the box of Kleenex across the room.
I don't know.
He's the sergeant that just recently passed away.
Oh, Gunner? Gunny?
Yeah, Gunny. I love that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, folks, I'm only asking you, dig your teeth into this. Take a longer look. Miles Bauer, thank you very, very much for joining us. Lud, you always bring a fascinating perspective, you and the Catholics. Brian Thomas, thank you. Final shot of it.
Oh!
Folks, have a great day, and we'll see you as soon as we can.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. Plus, as an added bonus, our retirement income kit, packed full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisories.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
USA Radio News.
As the partial government shutdown is in its third week with no real end in sight, President Trump will be heading to the southwest border between the United States and Mexico Thursday of this week. The president is saying he'd be okay with a steel barrier as opposed to a wall, since that seems to be one of the huge sticking points. Hector Garza is a vice president of the National Border Patrol Union. He tells Fox News President Trump has been doing stuff already along the border.
Something that President Trump did during his administration is that they actually tested a number of different walls, physical barriers, to include that type of steel fencing.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is missing all arguments on Monday for the first time since she joined the court back in 1993 as she recuperates from a recent cancer surgery. Centoya Brown is being granted clemency for killing a man who bought her for sex when she was 16 years old. The clemency done by the Tennessee governor commutes her life sentence. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
One suspect has been charged in the shooting of a 7-year-old girl in Houston. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
20-year-old Eric Black Jr. was arrested on a traffic stop on an unrelated matter. Harris County, Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez.
Mr. Black has acknowledged his role in Jasmine's murder, and we've also received information that this involves a second individual as well. We are still trying to verify some information, and this investigation is ongoing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Kevin Spacey is pleading guilty in his Nantucket, Massachusetts sexual assault case. The judge had some strict orders for Spacey.
This case has been continued to March 4th, 2019 for pretrial hearing at 11 a.m. The defendant's appearance has been waived.